The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This interesting information was sent to me recently by the National Taxpayers Union, of course, with a request for funds, and that may be a topic for another story. It is a report on estimated pension benefits for members of Congress convicted of crimes from 1980 to the present. Participation in the pension system is voluntary for members serving prior to September 30, 2003, and the pension amounts are not a matter of public record. Let's call the following a dirty secret. There are at least 535 people who do not want you to hear this. Most of them are millionaires. They earn $174,000 per year and work only 104 days a year. They get automatic pay raises every year unless they turn them down, even if they are not doing a good job. In fact, many have done a terrible job. No problem. They get the money unless they vote not to take it. There's more. They have a full-time staff at their disposal, generous office expense accounts, top-notch health and life insurance, free parking, and travel to destinations all over the globe, junkets, all subsidized. Here's the best part. Their pension benefits are 2 to 3 times more than those in the private sector for similarly salaried executives. Some can receive as much as $125,000 pension a year. They can retire as millionaires. Here's the kicker. Some can even collect their lavish congressional pension while serving time in jail for crimes committed while on the job, all at the expense of hard-working taxpayers. Many in Congress with integrity believe that their colleagues who are caught in perjury, bribery, and fraud and are sent to jail should not continue to receive their pension benefits while in jail. As now, that is the case. The forthcoming bill called the Congressional Integrity and Pension Forfeiture Bill, if voted on and passed, will eliminate that wasteful expenditure. I agree that felons in jail should not receive pensions or rewards. However, it is possible that most Congress people, thinking it over, may be too ashamed of their felon colleagues and therefore decide better to never allow this bill to be exposed to the American public. Because it is too difficult to remain honest. How sad that those we the people place in office to guide and protect us are so often corrupt and disappointing. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.
The long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book, full of Kay's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy Kay's book today.